Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's End Podcast. We are on episode 96 of season 2. Today we are kicking into December, so the holiday season. Some of the things we're going to focus on in the next bit is, number one, we want to focus on just getting into that routine of working out and being able to prep around it. We talked about this before, but prepping, adjusting schedules is the number one thing. So that's today's, is adjusting your schedule around it. We touched on this before and we've gone through it, but adjusting your schedule depending on how Christmas and holidays go, understanding that we need to be able to take advantage and make time for ourselves and working out. And we need to make sure that we don't neglect this for 3 to 4 weeks. We understand things go crazy, but programming and planning does get adjusted, and so that we can still achieve everything we wanted. That is one of the biggest focus we have found in training and for success is, I have touched on this many times, but if you neglect and let 1 week, it turns into 2 to 3, a month, 2 months, 3, and before you know it, it's summer, and then you're wondering where all the workouts and where your planning and everything went. So it's one of those things. Prepping, getting ready, make sure that you know exactly what you're getting into, and so that when you are prepping and adjusting things in yours, you miss a day, that's okay, but do not miss more than one. Adjust, even maybe instead of missing, say you're gone for 3, do a little bit of something, a little bit of core, something to keep you in the routine. Don't completely fall out of it. It's one of those things that a lot of people do not see and do not really adjust and think about. And if you don't do that, then over time it neglects and you fall out of routine. It's one of the things that I have noticed the most in training over the last while is, if you're wanting to have the best success, you have to have a routine. Adjusting, figuring out your days, we've touched on this numerous times, but making sure that you have a plan in action going into the holidays, because it is one of those times of years that I have seen in 10 years of training, the biggest problem is people take way too much time off and it leads into a month too, and then they fall right out of it and wonder where. The other thing is, eating usually goes to a little bit of a rougher time through this, so you have to make sure that you're getting a little bit more in of exercise just to adjust to this. And if you have free time at all, making sure that, yeah, maybe you can't get an hour workout in, but you can get a 30-minute one in. Those type of adjustments will really help you and make you more successful. So adjusting your plan is the biggest focus, and I think that that would help you out the most, is if you start really looking into it. Another thing is just looking at maybe times of day that you actually have it and you're not getting bothered. Sometimes people are morning people for workouts, midday if you get a break. Then there's other people that are also late night, and whichever thing that works the best for you and you have the least distractions, and so that you're not distracted, because if you're on your phone while you're in there adjusting plans, it's going to be harder. And also if people are texting you and stuff, it takes way longer than it should, and this leads to major issues and you falling out of it as well, because you realize that, okay, it took 2 hours to do this, so you can't have that. Where if you eliminate that, unless you're using your phone to track things, maybe put it in do not disturb if you are doing that, so that you can control what is in and out of it while you're in there. Limit your workouts to an hour if you can, get that done, and then move forward and enjoy the rest of your day. It's one of the biggest adjustments and plans, I think, for people. And as we get into it more and realize things, we have to really start looking at exactly which parts of it can we adjust and make the best of it. I have found that in my own workout and routine during Christmas time, I actually get a bit more, but a lot of people don't. So understanding that we need to adjust and make sure. The other thing that I have noticed in adjusting plans is, maybe family you have more over, maybe try to include them. If you go somewhere, or if you go for a workout or do something, try to get a lot of walks in if it's decent out where you're at. Try to keep moving, because that will help you the most. So much sitting also creates issues, throws hips out, hamstrings get tight, all of those things. So adjusting your plan and doing things with people, that is one of the biggest things that I think most people should focus on and really try to adjust their plan, so that you're not just working out on your own, but you could actually include and go for walks, do some of those things on the nicer days with your family that is around during these holidays coming up, because this will make a bigger enjoyment, and you get visiting more when you're looking at TV and just doing that. You don't get as good of a visit in, so it's one of those things that I think would really help you as well. So adjusting plans, not just in the gym, but even in life, making sure you're getting more time with people and enjoying it, because things go quick, and then before you know it, holidays are over, and we don't want all of our plans to completely go by the wayside in the gym, but we also need to take advantage and have fun with the people that we're seeing that we don't see a lot. So That would be the goal. Now, as always, giving you a challenge. Number one thing is, how are you going to stay on? Are you going to need to shorten your workouts? Are you going to need to do a few less days, but you're still going to do exercise? How are you going to move? Are you going to include family in that? Or are you going to maybe do more movement? Ask yourself these things so that you can actually really have a plan of action going into it rather than going without one. You don't get as much done. And then you realize that when things come up, you won't know exactly where you are going wrong and missing out on workouts and time. And then before you know it, if you don't go in with a plan, you will have more time missed than you really, really wanted to. So start thinking about it. What are the things? How are you going to make some time for yourself during these holidays to keep on track and make the most of it? And make sure that you can identify where and when you're going to actually have the time during the holidays. So whether you maybe get up an hour earlier so you can get it in, or you do it later in the day, wherever that is. So ask yourself that, set up a plan, and be successful. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.